This is Passport to Texas. Something you learn early on when you take up the sport of mountain biking is this. You've got to be brave. You cannot be scared, and you have to tell yourself that you can do it. In the August-September issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine, Catherine Hunter writes about the Texas Interscholastic Mountain Bike League and the annual Dinosaur Dance Race at Dinosaur Valley State Park in Glen Rose. She follows a group of students and their adult coaches as they prep and compete in this challenging event. Participants come from as far west as Amarillo and Midland and as far east as Houston and Tyler. Teams include students from grades 6 through 12 and vary widely in the number of members. You meet some of the riders and learn the reasons why they ride and ways riding is made possible for kids in historically underserved areas. Catherine writes, "The race loop at Dinosaur Valley is challenging, with steep switchbacks, large ledges, and loose tennis ball-sized rock. It's a great read and may just inspire you to experience nature on two wheels." Find the article Dancing with Dinosaurs by Catherine Hunter in the August-September issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine on newsstands now. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.